I sat down with Ford CEO Alan Mulally above this cavernous showroom, and I asked him, well, what makes his green cars different from all the other ones on display below us?
Let's take the Fusion. If you're going to buy a Fusion today, brand new Fusion, a hybrid, 41 miles per gallon, 7 to 8 miles per gallon, better than Toyota Camry, better than the best in the world, industry-leading fuel efficiency, the best in safety, and probably the smartest set of enabling technologies that make it fun to drive, and it's probably the very best value, meaning that, that it's available and it's in reach of all of us. So right there in one vehicle, and it's the same way across all the Ford vehicles today, the consumer has a wonderful, wonderful choice with Ford.
Now, GM and Chrysler got a federal bailout, got a federal bridge loan. You did not. You didn't have to do that because you have enough money to survive, at least for a while. But you went down to Washington and you appeared before Congress and got criticized along with the other two CEOs. Are you afraid that you're being lumped in with the other two unfairly and that perhaps that's a bad PR image for Ford?
No, not at all. We are so pleased with the response that we're getting around the United States that people from that experience and the testifying are appreciating that Ford is different. They're in a different place. And it's not just about the fact that we were fiscally responsible by, you know, borrowing the money that we needed for the transformation, but that we are so far along on creating our new Ford. We have a full product line now, small, medium, and large, cars, utilities, trucks, and they're just best in class in quality and green and safe and smart. And so, in a very interesting way, I was there to help the industry because we're so all interdependent that if GM or Chrysler would go into bankruptcy, there'd be a good chance that the suppliers would go into bankruptcy. That might drag Ford into bankruptcy. So it was a very unique experience because I was there supporting them, but also supporting the industry and also supporting the U.S. economy.
The theme here, obviously, electric cars. Seems like almost every automaker is unveiling an electric car this year. What makes yours different?
Well, I think maybe the biggest thing is our point of view about the future when it comes to fuel efficiency and cars. And we, at the most fundamental level, our plan is based on improving the internal combustion engine because we want to get the improvement in fuel efficiency and CO2 reduction into the maximum number of vehicles we can. So in the near term, we make a tremendous improvement to sustainability. Then our technology roadmap says that we want to continue to bring on more hybrids. But clearly, our point of view is that longer term, the world, all of the governments of the world are going to continue to enhance their electrical capability, their electrical grids around the world, and that with the advancement in battery technology, we can be able to tap into electric vehicles. And that's why today we announced that we are accelerating our development of electric vehicles, both for commercial vehicles as also with the automobiles themselves.
So out of the competition, what do you like the best?
I love the Ford vehicles. You're very good, though. And, you know, there's something that would be learned from everybody. But the neatest thing is that this is a competition, and it's just really important to know your competition and know what your customers want and then use all of the enabling technology to exceed those customers' expectations.
What do you think about the fact that there are Chinese automakers here for the first time who have already created an all-electric vehicle?
Well, everybody. We've had an all-electric vehicle, too, and Ranger pickup that was all electric. And so everybody has had technology demonstrators. The real thing is, how do you bring it to market in volume and make it affordable? Because these batteries today, just the ones that are in the cars today, are 400 to 600 pounds. And so we need to get the batteries downsized. We need to get their capability up. They need to be safe in cold conditions and warm conditions. So the real winners are going to be the ones that bring that commercialization of electric technology to the masses, all of us.
Ford CEO Alan Mulally, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Very exciting, isn't it? Have you driven a Ford lately?
I have not, but maybe I will now.
That's Madeline Brand speaking with Ford CEO Alan Mulally. She is in Detroit. And Madeline, where are you exactly right now?
Well, I'm actually sitting in the Hyundai area. This is a Korean car company, and they won Car of the Year. The Hyundai Genesis won the Car of the Year award at this auto show. And maybe that just indicates to Detroit that the competition is not just among the three of them anymore. It's coming from all over the world.
Madeline, thank you so much for checking in with us. We'll hear you later on in the show and later on this week.
Okay, Alex, thanks a lot.